This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's Daily Devotional Special, Resolving Conflict. And we arrive at part four, and we're looking today at Philippians, the second chapter. And I was just going to look at verse four, but I'm going to look at verse three as well. So it's verses three and four. And this is what it says. It says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too." And you may well say, how's that anything to do with resolving conflict? Well, I'm sure you're going to see. You see, if we make a decision in our lives that no longer are we going to be selfish, if we make that decision, that life-changing decision in our lives, where we decide that we are not going to try and impress others, but instead, we're going to ask Almighty God to pour a humble heart, a humble attitude upon us, so that we become more and more humble, thinking of others as better than ourselves. And by doing that, we are taking on one of the most important characteristics of Jesus Christ our Lord. Always thinking better of others than ourselves. Stopping that selfish attitude that eats away at us. Eats away at us. You know, I saw an interesting fact the other day. And it was this: anger is the byproduct of fear. I'll tell you that again. Anger is the byproduct of fear. And this was said by a psychologist, a well-known, world-renowned psychologist. Anger is the byproduct of fear. And therefore, sometimes when we get really angry and we're in conflict, it's because we're scared. There's fear inside us. And if you look at the verse in 1 John, the 4th chapter and verse 18 that says, perfect love casts out fear. Let's take this to the nth degree. If perfect love is casting out all fear in your life, then where is the anger going to have a hold? Where is anger going to have a footfall in your life? It can't. It has to go. In the name of Jesus, anger has to dissipate when it is faced with love. Because love casts out fear. And as we've just discovered, anger is a byproduct of fear. Isn't God good? Isn't He magnificent? You see, if we take on board that perfect love casts out fear, and we allow God's love to pour into our lives, to change our lives totally, and the fear goes, look what's going to happen. I believe as that love comes into us, and this has happened to me. It's happened to me now on two occasions. One occasion was in 2005, 2006, I'm not quite sure. when God's love fell upon me for 7 whole days. And it's been happening since last Friday. God's love pouring out into my life again. And as God's love pours into my life, the fear goes, the selfishness goes, the anger has to go in Jesus' name, because as I keep on saying, anger is a byproduct of fear, and the fear is gone, there can be no anger. So the selfishness goes. And what I've been asking Almighty God for this entire week is to become more and more and more humble. And I'm thinking of others. At least I am making a headway into thinking of others before thinking of myself. Verse 4 continues by saying, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Don't look out for your interests, but take an interest in others too. My grandson was talking to me. Was it this morning or was it yesterday? I can't remember. But he was talking to me. And he was saying something. And I got distracted and I felt I wanted to say something else. So I was saying something else. And he sort of stopped suddenly. As much to say, well, you're not listening now. So I'm not going to continue talking. And then I suddenly said, oh, I'm so sorry, Sam. You carry on talking. Tell me what you were saying. And he carried on. And I believe that was the Lord showing me that I need to take more interest in what people are saying to me rather than what my ideas are and what my ideas should be, and putting forward all the time my ideas, my plans, my thoughts. Because in the scheme of things, my ideas, my plans, and my thoughts mean nothing. And the reason is, I have to keep my eyes upon Jesus. And if my eyes are on Jesus, then how can these be my thoughts, my plans? They are God's thoughts. They are God's plans. If I am keeping so close, and if I am keeping my eyes well and truly fixed on Him, how can my life be one of selfishness if my eyes are looking toward Jesus? How can my life be full of self-interest if my eyes are locked onto those of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? They can't be. Verse 5 continues and says, you must have the same attitude that Christ had. You must have that attitude that Jesus had all the time. Do you remember that time when those little children wanted to come to Jesus and the disciples were trying to shoo them away? And Jesus said, allow the children to come. Allow those children to come. And he went on to say, you will not enter heaven unless you come as a little child. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Thank you, Lord. Because he was interested. Our Lord was interested in what those little children had to say. He was interested in every part of their lives. Jesus was interested in everyone he came across. Even the scribes and the Pharisees, even those who opposed him, Jesus showed nothing but love. He just quoted scripture at them, but he did it with love, love in his heart. And can you imagine this? As he was being nailed to the cross at Calvary, both his hands and his feet were nailed to that cross. And as every bang of that nail went in, the person that was doing it I am sure the Lord looked at them and said, in his heart, I love you. I'm interested in you. The thieves that were at his side whilst he was being crucified, one of them said, why don't you just get down? You can. You're supposed to be the Son of God. Why don't you just do it? And the other one said, remember me when you come into your paradise. And Jesus said, surely, today, I say to you, you will be with me in paradise. Even as he suffered on the cross, such love was coming from our Lord. Such love. Don't look out only for your own interests. It's interesting that Paul would say, only for your interests. In other words, he's saying you must look out for your interests, but not only your interests. You've got to take an interest in other people as well. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. You know, some years ago, many years ago, my father was coming to the church I went to. He was traveling up from Cornwall, and he was going to come to the church that I was going to be speaking at. I wasn't speaking, actually. I wasn't preaching. I was just going to read a scripture, and I thought, I'm going to impress you, Dad. I'm going to read it so well. I'm going to read it so dramatically because I'm an actor. I'm really going to do a performance. And Dad, you're going to be impressed. Oh, I was going to impress him. And I stood there and I began to read this scripture. I can't even remember what it was, but I began to read this scripture. And I stumbled over a word. Then I stumbled over another word and I lost my confidence completely. And it all went wrong. Why? Because I wasn't doing it for my Lord and Savior, Jesus. I was doing it for my Father. I was trying to impress him. And it wasn't working, beloved. Don't be selfish. Don't try and impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Take an interest in others. Maybe in your life for the first time ever. Pray with me now. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus for you to pour your love and a humble attitude on those that say yes now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray that. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen.